Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
This is where we bring a story that's made us smile, and we thought, you know what? Let's bring some good news.
Yeah, we don't like all the
doom and gloom.
Down news.
Yeah, let's get some up news.
Yeah, I was like, that would sound right.
This one, let's jump on a plane. And where are we landing? Canada.
Sick.
That's where we're going.
Where did we go the other day?
Ohio was another one.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of my stories this week have come out of the US, but right. This one, heading north. Canada, eh? Here we go. A massive amount of scientific evidence has confirmed that when you interact with nature, you can become healthier and more productive. I looked at some of the lists of like the benefits. Holy moly, there is so many.
Cardiovascular health?
Oh, just literally like lung disease, zilch. Like there's huge amounts.
When you say interacting with nature.
Going for a walk in the bush.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you don't have to like pet a donkey or anything
like
that.
Yeah, I was like, am I like going to like pat the trees?
No.
Or, like, giving them a hug?
No, just literally go for a walk. So Canadian doctors can now prescribe you a trip into nature. Now it's called the Prescribed Nature Initiative. So basically, instead of going, hey, look, here's some drugs, here's this, here's that, they literally write it down and say, hey, look, you need to spend 2 hours, and this is what they say, the minimum you should do is 2 hours a week in nature.
I love that.
And it has to be 20 minutes at a time, because they've realized that the cortisol, the stress hormone, it takes 20 minutes for that to actually decrease. So if you're going to go for a 10-minute bushwalk, not going to do anything. You need to go for at least 20 minutes.
I love that. Do you know how they usually say like people worship in different ways?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I find my biggest connection is either through worship or going
out into nature.
Out into nature, like going for a bushwalk.
I can understand that because you look at the beauty and you just go, wow, God, you're amazing. Like you created everything.
Yeah. Puts everything into perspective.
Yeah. So I totally understand how you would feel a closer connection, I guess.
Yeah.
But I thought that was brilliant. And so they're going to make that through. It's only in a few states in Canada, but they're going to bring it across the whole. And then from there, they plan to go to other countries.
Ooh.
So fingers crossed it comes here because the benefits, like I said, I'm not going to list them because there are so many.
And I feel like some people need to be told by their doctor, get out into nature. Spend some time there by yourself because you get a lot of that, oh, no, I shouldn't do it going out. I feel like it's a waste of time.
Like, yeah. Well, they give you free passes to go to all the parks. So
oh,
if you go to the doctor, it's like, actually, you need it. So you don't pay.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really cool.
What a great idea.
All right. We were in Canada and now we jump in the plane and where are we going?
Canada.
Oh, back in the plane. And just don't take off.
Just get off the plane.
Okay.
I'm loving this story because it's giving me all the good news feels.
Okay.
So a retiree rescuer. He's 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Andre. And he's been hailed a hero for rescuing not only one woman, but three other cars as well that were stuck in an impassable blizzard. So, as we know in Canada, like, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a forecast for a storm, and this woman was out and about, and the storm actually rolled in earlier than expected.
Not what you want.
So, as she was leaving, the snow began to fall, but she decided to take, like, a dirt road home.
Detour.
Yeah, well,
here's a quick shortcut.
Well, it wasn't a shortcut. It was because of better traction for her tires because it was dirt. But she became lost because she wasn't able to see anywhere in front of her.
Yeah.
Like, she was just, like, stick her head out the window. So she calls emergency and they suggested, oh, just wait out the storm because she had a full tank of petrol, cars working, wait out the storm.
Aww.
The operator also said, I'll get someone to check up on you. Almost 14 hours later.
Oh, that's a long time to wait.
She's still there. Nobody had called to check in on her. So what she did is she got out of her car. Went and checked. She found a local street sign, managed to figure out where she was, found one of the local Facebook groups
for
the area and was like, hey, I'm lost. This is where I am. I don't...
Smart thinking on her behalf.
It was. I don't know what to do, which is where Andre comes in.
Okay.
He's at home.
Enter Andre.
He gets the call. He ignored his wife's concern. He went out on foot to find her because he couldn't start his tractor.
Wow.
Along the way, he finds three other cars full of people who also are stranded, walked them all back to his house. They all stayed the night.
What?
had some great laughs, yeah, and left in the morning.
I will say Canadian people are very pleasant to be around.
They're very hospitable.
They're so welcoming. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I love Canada.
I was like, how nice is that? Some like 80-year-old guy. I was just doing genealogy at home.
Yeah.
Doing some genealogy research. Gets the call, goes, all right.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it there.
I got this.
Tracking won't start. Oh, no, it's a blizzard. I know. I'll walk.
Brilliant.
What a crazy cat.
Yep.
There's a lot of things that can kill you in Canada.
Including?
Lynx. Lynx, bear.
Yeah.
Moose.
Yeah. Moose are huge.
They are huge.
There we go. Got some good stories out.
Not to mention snow.
Don't forget about that blizzard.
Minus 40 degrees. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.